There's just so much more to hear.
Download our podcasts at DubaiEye1038.com.
We are going to speak to one of the companies behind Dubai Eye's favourite events this morning. A number of Dubai Eye's favourite events, actually, not just the people behind the best brains in the business quiz, but also one of the big sponsors of the Dubai Eye Golf Day. Peter England is the CEO of RackBank. It's great to see you. Good morning.
Good morning, Brandy.
You've got your golf shorts on. Are you going to be playing?
No, I'm not, actually. I'm just, unlike Richard, who's managed to get off to go and do that, I've got to work.
Well, it puts you perfectly in the hot seat to talk to us about your 2017 earnings.
That's right.
Having a look at the numbers. We've got net profit for 2017 up 22%. Assets are up. Loans are up. Paint a picture for us of what's going on.
Yeah, I mean, I think in terms of our loan growth, we're somewhat ahead of the market. This is not necessarily that we're lending more to existing sectors. What we did a few years ago is we started to move a little bit into wholesale banking. We used to be very much a retail and a pure SME bank. And in the last few years, we've gradually moved our shift to do some wholesale banking as well. So the growth has mainly come from that area, to be frank.
The biggest thing that I think jumped out at me from this earnings report was what was happening with risk. You've decreased your provision for impairments, and your non-performing loan ratio has declined. You're seeing less defaults in business debt, and also higher recovery in auto loans. So that's four pieces of good news. Why is there less risk in your balance sheet?
Well, a lot of it is also due to the change of mix of the balance sheet, because, you know, before we were basically a 90% unsecured lender for retail and SME. As we've started to move into other areas, the ratios and so forth have fallen as a result of that. The actual absolute number has also fallen on provisions. And that's mainly because, you know, we've come through a very difficult period with SMEs for the last 2 years. It's still challenging out there, but we are seeing improvements in that area.
I was going to say, how can we extrapolate these earnings to take a picture of the UAE banking scene and, in fact, the UAE economy as a whole?
Well, look, I think, you know, RackBank is in a different space to most banks in the UAE, to be very frank. You know, our balance sheet composition is very different. But I think it would show that there is some encouraging signs in terms of certainly less skips is a very good indicator. You know, previous to the last 2 years, we've seen a lot of business owners leaving the country, but we've certainly seen less. The people that are, you know, small business clients of ours are much more inclined to stay back and try to work it out with the bank and try to move forward.
Your sales teams have been very proactive, calling around people, offering loans to people, increased overdrafts, etc. And in a time like this, which is not effectively a downturn, but this is a slowdown, shall we say. Usually it's at times like that that people will start to default. So it's surprising to see the number of non-performing loans dropping in your expectation.
Yeah, look, I think, Malcolm, on the retail side, on the individual side, and that's where mainly salespeople tend to call, you know, 2 years ago we took a decision to use the credit bureau 100%. So every single loan application we take, we look at the credit bureau, we look at the debt burden ratio of the clients. And Central Bank has very strict rules on debt burden ratio. So, you know, unlike probably 3-4 years ago where people were lending blindly, we are lending much more carefully based on what we see on behaviour of an existing customer or a new customer.
So are you seeing people coming to you with multiple loans, multiple credit cards, trying to get sort of yet another credit card to pay off their previous ones? Are you still seeing that a lot?
I think debt consolidation is more around people, for example, where they have credit cards and they realise they're paying a very high rate of interest and are looking to move to a personal loan. But because of the debt burden ratio limits, that means they can't go and get another credit card. I mean, if they're already maxed out on their debt burden ratio, they wouldn't be able to go and get more credit.
From what you're saying, what we're hearing is that the Credit Bureau is actually reducing the cost to banks.
Yeah, I mean, look, there's a cost to access the credit bureau. But look, in terms of the overall risk to not only banks but to the economy generally, I think the credit bureau is doing a fantastic job.
One of the things that you guys are doing, speaking of costs of operation, is partnering with Ripple for its blockchain network. We've been speaking about Ripple quite a lot on the Business Breakfast recently because we've seen an exchange house tie up with them here in the UAE as well. We're not talking about Ripple the currency when we're talking about this, are we? We're talking about Ripple the platform, Ripple the blockchain network that allows you to do quicker remittance payments. How will you be using this technology?
Well, you know, about 18 months ago we decided to develop a very fast online real-time funds transfer platform. And it's not just to India, it's to a number of markets, mainly throughout Southeast Asia, but globally. When we, on the Indian platform, we'd already actually built something directly, and then Axis Bank, who is our partner, was also using Ripple, and we got together and said, look, let's use Ripple as purely as the transfer mechanism.
What does it do to the costs of sending money home? And if there are savings, will you be passing those savings on to the customer?
No, absolutely. I mean, to be frank, the savings were already there prior to Ripple. What Ripple allows us to do in the future is for other banks that are already connected through that network to be able to very quickly connect. So, for example, if we wanted to start sending remittances to somewhere in Africa and that bank was using Ripple, it would allow us to very quickly adopt that technology. But in terms of cost savings, better FX rates, that's been our proposition from day one, even before Ripple.
Peter, what are your plans sort of for additional branches this year?
Look, we don't really see a need to expand our branch network. We opened 3 or 4 last year, and I think we're at a point now where we're quite comfortable with the physical distribution. The main focus this year will be on improving continually the internet and particularly the mobile platform.
Well, thank you very much for joining us this morning, talking to us about what you're doing in 2018. Peter England is the CEO of RackBank. Enjoy the rest of your day.
Thank you very much, Brandy and Malcolm.
There's just so much more to hear.
Download our podcasts at DubaiEye1038.com.